Welcome back to another episode of Young and Loud Sports Talk. I am your host, Liam Lawson. And today I was just thinking, I have not done any actual podcasts in a while. I've just been doing a lot of commentating, going around to my school's basketball games. So today I wanted to do another actual podcast. Because I haven't done one in so long, this one's kind of just going to be over a lot of things. Definitely want to zoom in and focus a lot on March Madness and Arkansas baseball. We're actually watching Arkansas play Auburn right now, and Arkansas is leading 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth. But so I just kind of want to start with March Madness. Arkansas basketball, we didn't make March Madness at all. We weren't even close. Didn't even make the NIT, but we did make the NIAT, which is not in any tournament. So it was pretty embarrassing watching the Hogs play. The Hogs did have a couple good wins in basketball this season. We did beat number one ranked Purdue, but that was pretty much the only thing that we kind of had to boast about. So right now, the March Madness bracket is looking like we're in the second round. There's only one team in the Sweet 16 right now. That's Arizona. They beat Dayton earlier today. Gonzaga and Kansas are playing right now. Scores 56-49. Gonzaga leads. But yeah, everybody else is still in the second round. Who all do we have? We have Michigan State and North Carolina playing today. Washington State and Iowa State also playing today. Duquesne and Illinois are playing today. Texas and Tennessee. Oakland and NC State, two of the Cinderellas. They both upset the teams that they played, number 14 and number 11 seed. Oregon is playing Creighton, and as I said, Arizona beat Creighton. There are also a couple other games going on. San Diego State and Yale will be tomorrow. James Madison and Duke. Colorado and Marquette. Purdue and Utah State. Grand Canyon and Alabama. Clemson, Baylor. And that's it. The first round wasn't too wild. There were a couple upsets, but most of them, they weren't that big, except for Kentucky, and Kentucky getting knocked off by Oakland. That was a pretty big win for Oakland. Kentucky was up with a little bit left in the game, but they kind of just sold their lead. And Oakland kind of ran away with it, and they ended up winning 80-76. NC State also beat Texas Tech. They won 80-67. Some other big, not really big upsets, but some other upsets were Yale beating Auburn. Yale beat Auburn at the buzzer 78-76. Duquesne beat BYU because BYU kind of just lost a lead and never really got it back. So they just kind of trailed for most of the game. Washington State was higher seeded than Drake, but I feel like most people had Drake beating Washington State. Washington State is definitely not seeing a lot of competition this year, but Drake is actually a very good team. They've played a lot of very talented teams, but they were not able to win. So Washington State kind of got the upset, but kind of didn't. Florida and Colorado win an absolute shootout. Colorado, the 10 seed, beat number 7, Florida, 102-100. Very high-scoring game. Not a lot of defense played, just a lot of back-and-forth scoring. But Colorado was able to win by 2. Utah State and TCU was a pretty tight matchup, but then towards the end of the game, Utah State kind of just ran away with it, and they beat TCU 88-72. Oregon upset South Carolina 87-73. A big-time win for the Ducks, but now they have to go up against the third-seeded Creighton Blue Jays. Dayton, this is another one of the things, like Washington State, Dayton's higher ranked than Nevada, but I think most people did have the Wolfpack beating the Dayton Flyers. So, yeah, Dayton was able to beat Nevada by 3. They lost to Arizona this morning, though, and they exited in the second round. St. Mary's was upset by Grand Canyon, so GCU will play Alabama today, actually. Or no, they'll play them tomorrow. Alabama destroyed Charleston. They beat them 109-96. Another very high-scoring matchup. And I'm just going to do a couple of predictions for what it's going to look like. I did do a bracket, and I had Kentucky winning it all, but they lost in the first round. So you could definitely say that my bracket is busted. Okay, so for the East, we have UConn and Northwestern. I'm going to go UConn, and then I'm going to say San Diego State beats Yale. So that would put San Diego State and UConn playing each other. And then Duquesne versus Illinois. I'm honestly going to say Duquesne is able to win that one. I think Duquesne is going to be this year's big-time Cinderella team. I mean, after that win from off of BYU, they're just kind of hot. They're going to keep on scoring a lot of points, and they're definitely going to shoot a lot more threes. I watched that game, and they were shooting everything. They were making everything as well. They won 71-67. So I'm going to say Duquesne upsets Illinois, and they go on to play Iowa State in the Sweet 16. That does say that Washington State will lose because I didn't believe in that. I didn't believe that they would win in the first round against Drake, and they definitely don't have a chance against Iowa State. North Carolina and Michigan State. Michigan State is a good basketball team. They just haven't played a lot of tough competition. But North Carolina, they're just such a skilled team. And, I mean, Armando Bacot is just an incredible player. I do think North Carolina will beat Michigan State, and I think Alabama will be able to beat Grand Canyon. So that'll put North Carolina and Grand Canyon together. And then who do we have next? Clemson and Baylor. That is going to definitely be one to watch. Clemson is also another very good ACC team, but Baylor has just been good at basketball for the past, 20 years. They have been very good. They made the Final Four in 2021, and I don't see why they can't make it again this year. So I do think Baylor will beat Clemson, and they'll play Arizona in the Sweet 16. Moving over to the Midwest side, Texas and Tennessee. I know quite a few people had Tennessee winning the entire thing, but I think Texas can pull off an upset against Tennessee. The 7 seed will be beating the 2 seed. And then Oregon-Creighton, I definitely got to go with Creighton. Just another insanely skilled team, and they win a lot of basketball games. They're very good. Gonzaga and Kansas is going on right now. The Bulldogs are starting to run away with a big-time lead. They're up 66-53 over the Jayhawks. So I actually do think Gonzaga will be able to hold this lead. Let me check how much time is left in the game. There's 12 minutes left to play, and they're up by 13. So I think as long as they can just keep playing good defense and putting points on the board, Gonzaga should be good, and they will be advancing to the Sweet 16. And then Purdue and Utah State, Zach Edey is just unstoppable. He's massive, he's fast, and he can shoot. Zach Edey is unstoppable. Purdue, the Boilermakers, I do definitely think they will beat Utah State. They handled Grambling State easily. They didn't put up a lot of points, but they're able to hold Grambling to 50. while they were able to score 78. And then over on the south side of the bracket, we have quite a few upsets on this side, including Colorado beating Florida. Houston and Texas A&M is definitely not going to be a good game at all. Houston is going to destroy Texas A&M. A&M was able to score quite a lot against Nebraska, but we all know that Nebraska's defense is not very good. Houston has insane defense. They were able to hold Longwood under 50 points, while they were also able to put up 86 themselves. They beat Longwood by 40. I think Houston will handle A&M with ease. James Madison and Duke. James Madison, definitely a very skilled team, and they beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin, though, hasn't had a lot of competition throughout the season. Duke has played some very tough teams, and they've been able to win quite a bit. I think Duke will beat James Madison. NC State and Oakland. Oakland was able to beat Kentucky, but I just feel like Kentucky wasn't on their A game, and I don't think Oakland was playing any better than they normally do. I just think Kentucky just was kind of off for the day. But so I actually have NC State winning this game. And then Colorado and Marquette. This is kind of obvious. Even though Colorado was able to score 102 against Florida, nobody was playing defense in that game, and also neither defense was getting rebounds at all. So I definitely think Marquette will be able to beat Colorado pretty easily. So now for the Sweet 16, I had UConn and San Diego State. Definitely going to pick UConn here. Absolutely, I'm going to go with UConn. And I'm probably going to have UConn in the Final Four. And then here I have Duquesne and Iowa State. I mean, like I said, I think Duquesne's going to be our Cinderella team. So I'm going to say Duquesne is playing. I'm going to say Duquesne is going to be able to beat Iowa State, and they will play UConn in the Elite Eight. So that brings us over to the West. We have North Carolina and Alabama. I think Alabama will be able to upset North Carolina. North Carolina is just pretty on and off. They nearly lost to us. They nearly lost to Arkansas back in the beginning of the season. So I actually do think Alabama will be able to beat North Carolina. And then I had Baylor and Arizona. I think Baylor will be able to win this. Although Arizona probably will be wanting to get that home court advantage because the Final Four is in Phoenix this year. So I think Arizona might be playing like kind of extra hard to get into the Final Four so they can play kind of at home. But I do think Baylor will be able to beat Arizona. So now on the south side, I had Houston and Duke. I'm going to go with Houston here. They're still just an insane basketball team. Very, very good. Then NC State and Marquette. I think NC State got a lucky second round matchup against Oakland. So I do think that Marquette will be able to beat NC State pretty easily. And wow, oh, come on. Auburn is about to tie up Arkansas. Aiden Stovall tried to turn a double play. Ike Irish barely beat the ball to the bag. Arkansas did get the out at second, though. But Auburn scored again. So it's 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. There's only one out. So anyways, Purdue, and then I said Gonzaga was going to win. They're still leading Kansas big time. It's 71-53. Kansas hasn't scored in a hot minute. But Gonzaga's just been putting up even more points. So Gonzaga versus Purdue, I do believe Purdue will win that. Which will make it... Gonzaga, Purdue, definitely Purdue is going to win that. And then Creighton versus Texas. The Longhorns are a very, very, very good basketball team. But at the same time, Creighton's just been, they've came out of nowhere for the past, oh goodness, like 4 years. I mean, last year they made it to the Final Four. I mean, I think last year in my bracket, I had them out in the first round, and they made it to the Final Four. So I do think Creighton will win against Texas. But, yeah, Creighton will beat Texas. So now that brings us to the Elite Eight, which is UConn versus Duquesne. I actually do think that UConn will beat Duquesne and end their run, which would put UConn in the Final Four. And then down in the West, I had, who did I have? I had Baylor and Alabama. I think Alabama's going to win that. Alabama has just been, they've been, throughout the season, they've just been kind of an okay basketball team. But then they kind of just stepped it up, and they're pretty hot in the postseason. So I do think Alabama will beat Baylor and move on to the Final Four. And then we have Purdue and Creighton. I think Creighton is going to go back-to-back in the Final Four, and they will beat Purdue and stop Zach Edey and the Boilermakers. I don't know why. I just have a pretty good feeling that Creighton's going to make quite a run this year. And then I had Houston and Marquette. I am going to say Marquette wins this. Marquette is a very, very stacked team. Their bench is very deep. They have a lot of guys that can come in and just make plays and score points. So I do think Marquette will beat Houston. So this brings us to the Final Four. We have UConn and Alabama, and then Creighton and Marquette. For UConn and Alabama, I'm going to say UConn wins that, and they go to the championship. Creighton, Marquette, I got to go with Marquette. Marquette is just a northern team. They have fought all season long, and like I said, they just have so much depth, and they can go four, they can go five deep, they can go six deep. They just have so many people that'll work. They just have so much depth in their bench, and they can go so deep with players that can make plays, and they're really good. So I think Marquette and UConn in the championship, and I actually do think that UConn will be able to win the championship. We're going to take a quick break, then we're going to move on to some Arkansas baseball stuff. So yeah, we're going to take a really fast break.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end-of-year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875, or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back. During the break, Auburn hit a three-run shot off of Gabe Gackle. Arkansas's pitching kind of just fell apart that inning. They brought in Cooper Dossett, and he gave up a solo shot. They put in Gabe Gackle, and he got the bases loaded. They brought in Colin Fisher. He got a ground ball and got an out. And uh-oh, Jared Sprague Lott hit one foul. I'm nearly gone. Anyways, he got one out, and then with three runners on base, Auburn hit an opposite field home run over the Green Monster to make it a 7-5 Tiger lead. Arkansas is hitting now here in the top of the seventh. The Hogs are up to bat. Jared Sprague Lott has a 2-2 count. Runner on first, one out. 2-2 stroked it into the gap. That's a single. Two hits for the Hogs. Arkansas baseball is looking very promising this season. A absolute lockdown pitching staff with like 7 different guys that can start, but we only start 3, Smith and Tigert, some of the best, just some of the best pitchers in the country overall. Nice shot. Will Edmondson knocks one to the wall. Sprague Lott will make it to third. Will Edmondson with a 1-out double scores Hudson White, 7-6 now. Nice piece of hitting. I mean, wow. Just looks like he hung a fastball up. And Edmondson just got his hands right through the zone and just sent it the other way. Knocked in Hudson White. Something I wanted to say about our pitching staff. Hagen Smith, he's had 6 appearances this season. He has 62 strikeouts. That is insane. 62 strikeouts in 6 appearances. That's just absolutely crazy. He's got an ERA of 1.24. He's 4-0. He's pitched 29 innings. He's only given up 4 earned runs. He's only walked 10. And the opponent's batting average against him is .116. That is just absolutely crazy. And it's also crazy. He's only walking 10 people. He has faced 95 batters. He struck out 62 of them and only walked 10 of them. That is just wild. That is just freakish. It's insane. And then Will McIntyre, he's had 11 appearances. He has 2 wins. He's not a starter. He doesn't start. But in his 11 appearances, he has 2 saves, 28.2 innings pitched. He's only given up 5 earned runs. And Sprague Lott got into a rundown and he got out. Well, now runners in the corners with 2 outs for the Hogs. Nice job by the pitcher Carlson getting Sprague Lott into a rundown. Wilmsmeyer hit a rocket right back at the pitcher. He snagged it though. Sprague Lott is out. It's still 7-6. But anyways, so also Brady Tigert has 3 wins in 6 appearances, 1.59 ERA. And he doesn't have as many strikeouts. He has 39, but that is still quite a lot. Arkansas pitching staff is just very, 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 very good. We strike a lot of people out. We don't walk a lot of people. And we're just able to get outs. Most of our pitchers are strikeout pitchers, though. Mason Molina, Brady Tigert, Hagen Smith, Colin Fisher. They're just strikeout pitchers. They don't they're not ground ball guys. They don't get people to pop up a lot. They just get them to strike out, and they give up, and they don't even give up that many base hits. Hagen Smith has only given up 11 hits all season. So our pitching staff is very good, but also Arkansas can swing the bat, man. I mean, we're not the biggest slugging team. Our biggest home run hitter is Kendall Diggs. He has 5. But most people on the team have 2, 3. I mean, Vahiva Aloy has 4. But most people just have 1. I mean, Ty Wilmsmeyer, Hudson White, Jared Sprague Lott. Well, he just got his 2nd today. So most people, I don't think anybody on Arkansas is going to hit 20 home runs a season. But I think Arkansas will have like 10 guys that hit at least 7 home runs this season. Our hitting, we just have so many people that can get in the box and hit the ball well. We've had, so there's only three people that have started every game. That's Kendall Diggs, Vahid Valoy, and Ben McLaughlin. Their batting average, each one of their batting averages, except for Vahiva's, well, Ben and Kendall's batting averages are above .300. And Vahid Valoy, he's kind of slumping in the beginning of the season, but he's definitely broken out of it, and he's hitting a lot better now. But we also, yeah, we just have so many people that can hit the ball. I mean, Peyton Holt, Ben McLaughlin, Ross Lovich, Nolan Souza, I mean, Jason Jones even, Jack Wagner, Will Edmondson, Hudson Polk. We just have so many people. Oh, dang it. Peyton Stovall just got hung up on a curveball to end the seventh inning. He went around. Dang it. Well, so anyways, our hitting is just so good because we have so many different people that can hit the ball well. Vahid Valoy leads the team in RBIs. He has 20. And he was slumping in the beginning of the season, but he's not in a slump anymore. He's definitely not. He's broken out of that. Hit very well. And Nolan Souza, the true freshman, he's played in 14 games. He started in 12. In 35 at-bats, he has 11 hits and 3 home runs. That's pretty crazy. I mean, he's a true freshman from Honolulu. And he's just able to hit the ball so well. And he doesn't really strike out that much. He strikes out quite a bit. He struck out 10 times. I lied to you. It doesn't seem like he strikes out that much, though. But we just have so many people that can hit the ball really well. The majority of our starters have a batting average above .300. Everybody above .300. Kendall Diggs, Jared Spraglott, Nolan Souza, Ross Lovich, Ben McLaughlin, and Peyton Holt. And then we have a couple other people that have played quite a bit, and they are above .300, but they're technically, they haven't played enough games to be, like, at the top, I guess. Jack Wagner has a .308 batting average. Peyton Stovall, who had a foot injury, he is back. This is actually his 100th game as a Razorback. This is his 10th game this season because of his foot injury. Will Edmondson has played quite a bit. He's starting today, but he has come in and pinch hit, pinch ran quite a bit and been very clutch. He has a .276 ERA. Peyton Stovall is already lighting it up. He already has 2 home runs in 9 games. So there are just a couple of odd, oh, that was a terrible bunt, but of course they're going to get on base. Oh my goodness. Myers just had the terrible bunt, popped it way up, but he just hit it in the perfect spot. Colin Fisher had thrown the ball and he was just off the mound. Myers bunted it over Fisher's head, and it just landed on the ground, right in no man's land. Aloy, Fisher, McLaughlin, and Stovall all went for it, but it was just too well struck. And they're going to bunt again, and they're going to get another base hit. Come on! Back-to-back bunt singles. This time it's, who is that? Stanfield, that is. I mean, they're just bunting it in the exact right places. Because none of these are, like, actually really good bunts. They're just getting it right in no man's land, right where nobody is. they're just bunting well enough to pull McLaughlin off the bag, and they're bunting it just hard enough to where it gets past Fisher, but it's soft enough that Stovall can't come up and make a play. They're going to bunt again, and he bunts it into his foot. That's a foul ball. Arkansas is 19-2 this season. They're 5-0 in conference. And Arkansas has only lost one game at home. They're 2-0 on the road because this is their first away series of the season. We have played at a neutral site. We went down to Globe Life Field. I went down there to watch it as well with quite a few friends. We went down to watch that. Arkansas had a very, very, very long game against Oklahoma State that they lost, but they were able to beat Oregon State and Michigan pretty easily. Arkansas is 14-1 during day games, 5-1 in night games. Arkansas has won every single game against a left starter, and they're 15-2 against a right starter. Arkansas is 7-1 when they score in the first inning, and they're also 14-2 when they score first. Peyton Holt leads the team in batting average. Nolan Souza leads the team in slugging percentage and on-base percentage. And he's going to steal third. High pop-up. He's going to run back. Wilmsmeyer makes the grab. One out. Green flies out to Wilmsmeyer. Kendall Diggs and Ben McLaughlin lead the team in hits with 24. And Vahiva has the most RBIs with 20. Yeah, so Arkansas baseball is looking very good this season. Definitely have a chance at Omaha. I think we are going to make it to Omaha. I really want us to win our first College World Series, but we gotta take care of Auburn now. We're gonna just wrap it up now after a word from our sponsor.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Thank you for listening, and go Hogs.